With a week left in session this year, Senator, your top priority, making it through both chambers.
We were able to come to terms with a transfer bill to help students that are in unaccredited school districts to give them and their parents some options. And we did pass House Bill 42 earlier in the week. I think the margin in the Senate was 24-11. The margin in the House was 84-73. So we were able to get the votes to do that. And I think it was a very good compromise that I think will be good for education for the entire state of Missouri.
This is a bill that has been worked on for quite some time. A lot of discussions have gone on for a better part of, 2 years now?
This has been a long time in coming. When this really hit was in June of 2013, when a court decision ruled that students would actually have the ability to transfer out of an unaccredited district. At that time, we had Normandy and Riverview Gardens that fit that description. So within a matter of 6 weeks, we literally had thousands of students who came to the terms of, do I want to transfer? Do I want to stay? There really was no policy that would guide that or give some direction. We tried in 2014 legislative session. We came up with, I thought, a very good bill. Governor vetoed that. And so we came back again this year and we had two bills, my bill, Senate Bill 1, and then House Bill 42, which was the ultimate one that passed. And so I think what it does, it gives predictability. I think it gives long-term direction on what to do with unaccredited districts and also unaccredited buildings. And so I think it's going to be something that will be good for all of our students.
A lot of legislation coming through the upper chamber this week, and we'll see the same thing next week, the last week of session.
We adjourn on May 15th at 6 p.m., and so there's a lot of legislation that still needs to be done by that time. If it doesn't pass by that deadline, then the bill is not successful. It's not passed. And so we're spending quite a bit of time on the Senate floor. I believe on Monday night of this week, we are until 10, and then Tuesday and Wednesday night in past 11 o'clock. In fact, our transfer bill, we passed right at 11 o'clock. And so they make for long days, but that's why we're here. We're going to try to do all we can to get what I feel good legislation passed and also ask the right questions on other bills that you don't know that much about. Make sure they pass the scrutiny, because at the end, it should be somewhat difficult to pass bills. It should be difficult to put in legislation that affects all Missourians, that's including the state statute.
Anything else in this week that sticks out as something that's significant to you?
We did address the issue of municipal courts and the limiting of revenue that cities, municipalities can create based on traffic violations and on traffic tickets. There are some municipalities, especially in the St. Louis County area, that receive a tremendous amount of their income on traffic violations. And what we've learned from the Ferguson incident from last summer and fall is that when many people have their first brush with law enforcement, it's not good, because a lot of these communities are using traffic violations, moving violations, as a cash revenue generating source. And so it puts a somewhat adversarial situation in the minds of a lot of folks. And then when those people can't pay the fines, then the detrimental effects that it has on their livelihood and on income. And so what we did is we put regulations on percentage-wise how much municipalities can actually generate based on traffic violations. We also put maximum dollar amounts. I believe $300 is the most you can have for a traffic violation. So this was done in regards to Ferguson because we want cities to not use this as just a cash cow.